Let's take our Bibles now, shall we, folks? Let's turn to Psalm 119 on our Psalms series. Psalm 119, beginning with verse 57. Psalm 119, verses 57 through 64. Follow along as I read, if you will. Verse 57. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will arise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that upon them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Let's pray. Father, we pray and ask your blessing upon the word as it is given this evening, and as we prepare our hearts for prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. The title of our message, taken from Psalm chapter 119, verses 57 through 64, is The Preeminence of the Lord in Our Lives. You know, Colossians 1:18 reminds us that in all things he might have preeminence. That's the word protuo, which means first place. The Lord needs to have first place in our lives. Now let's examine our lives even this week. Are there interests that have sought to push the preeminence, the first place of the Lord in our lives? Have we given God's word the rightful place that it ought to have as a priority even in our day? God's word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus must take first place in our priorities, in our jobs, in our recreation, and even in our relationships. You know, the Word of God, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, how often the Lord dealt with the right motives, the right priorities. Having the wrong kind of treasure rather than having true riches are part of the Lord's teachings in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. The Lord deals with the fact that money can trump the Messiah to a lesser degree, where we can allow money to come before our Lord. Family members even can come before the Lord. So, as we look at Psalm 119, we see the preeminence that the Lord ought to have in our lives. Now, by now, you're familiar with the oft-used word hesed in the Hebrew language. That means the Lord's covenant loyalty, his loyalty to the promises that he has covenanted with his chosen people. Well, the word is found in verse 64 of the text that we're looking at here in Psalm 119. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy hesed. The first word of the name, the word hesed, is the word heith, which means that every verse begins with that particular letter. And hesed begins with that very Hebrew letter that we see beginning and introducing verse 57 through 64. So let's take a look at what we're going to do here in Psalm chapter 119, beginning with verse 57. And I want you to notice, in verse 57, we see the preeminence. The word preeminence is the key word to understand verse 57. Notice the preeminence that the psalmist had in his life. It says, "Thou art my portion, O Lord." Would to be that we would have that desire to make the Lord preeminent in our lives. Lord, you're my portion. You are my priority. I have said that I would keep thy words. That commitment there to make the Lord preeminent. I see in verse 57 the concept of preeminence of the Lord as central. Then I want you to notice in verse 58, there's another key word that I would use to describe verse 58, and it would be a plea. Not only a desire for preeminence, but the psalmist gives a plea in light of the Lord's preeminence. Here's his plea. He says, "I entreated thy favor with my whole heart." Oh, we need not only to make the Lord preeminent, but as we come with our pleas tonight, dear people, and as we come with the myriad of requests that we are presenting and laying before the presence of the Lord, in addition to the many needs that I know that are present here in our flock, if we're going to enter into His courts, folks, we need to see to it that we've passed, first of all, through verse 57. The preeminence of the Lord, that we had really sought in our hearts to make Him first in our lives. Then the plea, "I have entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word." Because God's word speaks of His favor. You know, it says here, "I have entreated thy favor." That's the Hebrew word panim, which literally means His face. I've sought your face, Lord. I've come before you, and I'm entering before you like a child would his father. You know, sometimes parents can bury their faces in the newspaper, and the little child comes. And you ever see how a little child has a way of getting daddy's attention when daddy buries his nose in the paper? The little child will oftentimes come and just crush that paper down. And, oh, dad gets so upset at little Rollo when he does that, you know. What we're actually saying is that old mullet wrapper is more important than communicating with our kids. That ought not to be. But, you know, I'm glad we don't have to do that. We can go face to face boldly. The Lord has entreated us to come boldly before the throne of grace. We can seek His face tonight. No representative theology, folks. You know, we can go straight to our Lord and seek His face. And He's not burying His face in some cosmic newspaper. He is in our midst. And we thank the Lord for that. The preeminence, verse 57. The plea, verse 58. Notice the priority in verses 59 through 61. The priority of what? God's word in our lives. And you know, if we're going to have God's word as a priority in our lives, we're going to see it manifested in three areas. And those three areas are mentioned in verses 59 through 61. The priority of God's word in our lives promotes, number one, repentance. Verse 59 speaks about repentance. It says, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet." You know, the word "turned" is the Hebrew word shuv, which speaks of a repentance and a change in direction. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to meditate upon our ways even this week and meditate upon our actions, our failures, our trials and testings. And we need to be willing to turn our feet in the right direction in favor of God's word and in favor and obedience to God's testimonies that He provides for us. So the word priority is a good key word for verses 59 through 61. If we're going to prioritize God's word, it produces, number one, repentance. Number two, in verse 60, response. There's a response to God's word when we prioritize it. Look at verse 60. What's the response? I made haste. You know, it's so easy to put off the decisions for the Lord that we ought to be making. Has God's Word spoken to you last Lord's Day as the Word was given through our missionary? Has God spoken to you and challenged your heart about being a more faithful witness, about being a missionary to your block, a missionary to your friends at school, a missionary to those in the workplace around you? But has there been a response, or are we just hearers of the Word, where we see ourselves in the mirror, but then forget what manner of man we are? No, the psalmist said, I made haste and delayed not. That is a faithful steward that responds to the Word of God. If we're going to prioritize God's Word in our lives, there needs to be repentance, verse 59. There needs to be a response in verse 60. But notice in verse 61, there needs to be a remembrance. Verse 61 says, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. You know, verse 61 tells us that every time we prioritize God's Word, all kinds of robbers are going to come and try to attack us and take away our joy, take away the pearl that God has given us in the morning. When we study God's Word and we prioritize it, don't think that Satan's going to sit on his hands and not try to distract you from following a proper repentance, a proper response. And we need to keep in remembrance those things that God has given us. When you claim a promise from God's Word, when you're facing a trial, you're facing a doctor's visit, you're facing a surgery, you're facing a job interview, you're going to a funeral, or you're going to a visit or a contact, or you're working at a place that, frankly, you may dread every day to walk into. And yet, God gives you a promise for strength. Take it with you and bring it to remembrance. The old Pete and repeat theology. Bring it to remembrance. Take that kernel of God's Word. Take that verse that blessed you that morning. Write it on a 3x5 card. Keep it in your pocket. And folks, bring it out when you need it and read it. Bring it to remembrance. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, and the devil is a thief and a robber, and he'll try to discourage you. But, you know, when you make a commitment and you're carrying a burden in your soul and you lay it before the Lord, don't take it up again. Lean on the Lord. The thief, Satan, will come and try to get you stewing and fretting again. But don't let him do it. Don't let him rob you of the promises of God. Don't forget the law of the Lord. So we have preeminence in verse 57. We have a plea for God's favor and mercy in verse 58. We have the need for priority of God's Word in our lives. But you know, in verse 62, we're going to see a fourth thing that is a result of prioritizing God's Word and giving God the preeminence in our lives, and that is praise. Praise. Look how praise is the result of one that seeks the preeminence of the Lord. At midnight, I will rise to give thee thanks. I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. At midnight. Why midnight? Well, you know, sometimes when things are troubling us, we'll wake up in the middle of the night. And we have a choice. We can either go back and forth. Actually, we have three choices. Number one, we can stew and fret and wring our hands in the night. Number two, we can go for butter pecan ice cream, which is a good choice. But thirdly, you can commit your burden to the Lord. Then go for your butter pecan ice cream. The truth of the matter is, we need, yes, when our sleep is threatened, give thanks and say, Lord, I'm giving this to you. Lord, I'm a member of your body. And that's spiritually and physically. I'm a member of your body. I am giving this burden to you. Lord, I am committing my burden to you so that I can sleep and rest. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. And everything that God allows in our lives is righteous and it is right. He is a good God. And at midnight, yes, we will rise. But you know, the devil stopped waking you up in the middle of the night when he knows that you're going to respond by going to prayer and you're going to read God's word. The devil, he doesn't want you to do that. So he'll try to keep you asleep as much as he can, I suppose. Notice that when you have the preeminence of the Lord, not only will you have the praise that verse 62 talks about, but you know, you're going to have the right people. Having the preeminence of the Lord produces people that the Lord will choose for our friends. You're going to run with the right pack when you have the Lord on the center stage of your life. Oh, that doesn't mean that you're not, you know, to live holy, you don't live in a hole, okay? The monastic movement, we study church history, we know that didn't work. But the Lord wants to get the salt out of the salt shaker, but he doesn't want the impurities to contaminate the salt. We got to get the boat in the water, but not the water in the boat. And here we see the right kind of people. I am a companion of all them that fear thee. What about your friends? Do you have a proclivity towards following the wrong kind of crowd? Is there that compatibility of rebellion that so characterizes individuals today? Wrong choice of those that they run with? I am a companion of all them that fear thee. Young people, let me have a word just with you for a moment. When your mom and dad warn you about a friend, be that friend male or female, you pay attention to the authorities that God has placed in your life, because they have the God-given responsibility of being sentinels, watchmen in your lives. They can see further and understand further than you can. And there will be times when they may have to prohibit your contact with certain individuals because of the practices or the conduct of some of those friends. And we must be obedient. God's word says, I'm a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. That's part of having the preeminence of the Lord. Then finally, let's close it up, verse 64, with the seventh characteristic of making the Lord preeminent in our lives. And notice the psalmist's prayer. Prayer dominated his life. It says in verse 64, the earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. And he prays out to the Lord, teach me thy statutes. Lord, I want to be teachable. Thank you for your covenant mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of your promises. By the way, when some of you go to prayer today, let me encourage you to pray back God's promises to him in prayer. You honor the Lord when you pray back and claim his promises. And there is nothing wrong in prayer time for you to open up your Bible if need be, if you haven't committed that to memory, and say, Lord, I'm claiming this portion of Scripture. Read it back to the Lord. Well, doesn't the Lord know his own word? Yes. But you know what? Bless your heart by claiming it and bringing it before the Lord. We honor him when we claim his word. You know, sometimes my kids will say, Dad, you know, Monday you said that we were going to do this on Saturday. And I said, that's right, we're going. And I appreciated the fact that they remembered my word. And, you know, it's important that we be fathers of our word and we do what we say we're going to do. And by the way, that applies to discipline. Follow up and do and follow up with what you say you're going to do, or else after a while you're going to lose control. But you know, we need to be men and women of our word. Likewise, our Lord is a Lord that is a God that's loyal to His promises, loyal to His covenants. So we have a lot to claim, folks. When we present these needs tonight in prayer, let's first pass through the doorway of preeminence. Okay? Then bring our plea. Make God's word priority in our lives. Let's praise Him. Let's choose people that are following Him as our close friends. And let's allow prayer to dominate our lives. Let's bow our heads together. Father, we thank You for Your word. And thank You, Father, for the words of the psalmist as he presents to us the sevenfold results of making the Lord preeminent in our lives. Lord, help us as we now go to prayer and present these needs before You. Help us to be faithful, to indeed make You first in our lives. For Your word exhorts us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we claim this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.